Hi, you're listening to Chasing Tone. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
And I'm Brian.
That's Brian Wampler, the man behind the tone curtain.
No,
no, it's still not going to work. Come on, I need to
pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. The
tone curtain.
Tone curtain. What is a tone curtain?
What's anything when it comes to tone? What's Woody mean? What's Chewy mean? What do all these words mean? I'm just saying, this is a world where I can make up words and phrases, and I'm telling you, the man behind the tone curtain is working. It's buzzworthy. It's going around the office.
So transparent, Travis.
It's going around the office.
Yeah, I feel making fun of it.
No, whatever. The best part of that is I'm not ever in the office, but I'm still saying it's going around the office.
He's just walking around his house going, Woody, transparent.
No, the man behind the tone curtain.
Yeah, you're like the most popular person in your office.
No, my son is a little jerk.
Easy, you can't say that.
He's not even a year old yet. Being like all 6 months and cute and everything, and people come over and they literally say, well, we're not here to see you.
I do say that.
You do say that. Or I'd be like, sorry, the house is a mess. We're not here to see the house. We're here to see your son. I'm going to spank him.
I don't think you can do that.
No. I'm his dad. I can do it. And there's new studies out saying if you spank your kids, it's fine. Does that mean you have to have a reason?
Not some people stop listening.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
So if he played guitar.
If he played guitar. Anyways, we're going to talk about a few things. Just, you know, waste your time for about a half an hour. And the few things I want to talk about is, first I want to address something that a listener commented on or something, asked a question about, right? About powering pedals and power supplies and batteries?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That, to me, I'm kind of lost on that, Brian. I just plug them in and go. So,
well, you could go a couple different ways with it. Most people will use like a one spot or like a, you know, some sort of adapter or something like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which does work pretty good. And what happens is whenever you get a couple like overdrives and maybe a couple delays, basically things that start having like digital grounds in them,
mm-hmm.
which is usually like delays, reverbs, a lot of stuff that's not overdrive distortion. What happens is you basically get like this hiss.
Okay, now are you talking about when you run them off the same wall wart?
Off the same wall wart, okay. Just through, like just daisy chained.
Okay,
yep.
Okay.
So you do get a little bit more hiss and noise, mm-hmm. Regardless of whether the pedal's on or not. And this is not just like our stuff, this is everything.
You could actually even say more over with more digital stuff, right?
Well, yeah, especially, it's all the digital ground. So
okay.
To not get too geeky, basically the more digital pedals that you have, and even if it's like, even if it has an analog bass tone, like a lot of delays that have like analog bass tone, but the echoes are created digitally. Mm-hmm. So there's still a digital circuit in there, right? So the more of those you have, let's say you have three delays and a reverb or something like that, or even just two different delays and a reverb, you'll notice a ton of hiss in there unless you use something like a Voodoo Lab.
Pedal Power Plus 2.
Yep. Let's use something that has isolated outputs.
Yeah, and that's what I was getting ready to say. The keyword there is, mm-hmm. you know, what you guys listening, what you want to really, you know, look for, that keyword is going to be isolated or isolation. Because there are things like you use the DC brake, right, Max?
Yeah.
And it's not isolated, but knock on wood, you don't have any problems.
Never
with
had
it, right?
a problem with it, yeah.
But am I correct? It's not isolated?
It is not isolated. It's basically like a glorified daisy chain
okay.
in a box.
Okay.
Very expensive glorified. Yeah, I've never had any problem with it. I've ran digital. I've ran analog pedals with it. I've never had a click or a pop, knock on wood, mm-hmm. with it.
See, well, it's I'm not hits, knocking like I'm not like a one spot. I'm talking like any basic adapter, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, one spot's actually pretty good for
it's very good,
so, but it's like even our board that we use at NAMM, our show board.
Yeah.
We daisy chain a lot of the overdrives together.
Yep.
And then the digital stuff will be isolated outputs.
Now,
so
are we using on those? I can't remember. Are we using two Voodoo Labs now,
correct.
Or just the one?
Yeah,
two.
Well, for the longest time, we were running 20 pedals
off one. Yeah,
off one.
We just had isolated outs on those digital, mm-hmm. like the two echoes and the reverb.
And I used to also run one to the chorus.
Yeah, the chorus too.
The chorus. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So
not that it's digital,
but right to me, it just
a little bit cleaner.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you have an LFO in there, and that creates some.
Sure, or because you had an extra spot on the power.
No, it's all about the LFO. Let's talk about LFOs for a second.
Isn't that a band in the 90s or something?
UFO. No, that's no.
Look up LFO. Actually, don't, because I'll go on record and saying I didn't like their music. I'm not saying they're bad people or bad bands, but I didn't like their music. So don't go check them out.
You know, they probably used like all of our pedals, and they're probably going to be on eBay tomorrow.
I don't think they play guitar, do they?
I've never heard of them.
I'm going to have to look them up. Max, look them up on your phone real quick to see what their song was.
Yeah, that's what we should do. You know, we should just take a break while we're doing the podcast. No, everybody just search.
No, me and you will talk. Max never talks anyway.
No, Max never gets to talk. Here's the difference. Whatever I say is either wrong.
You're wrong, like, Max.
That's stupid, or Travis didn't say that, so it's not right.
You're just completely wrong.
Don't even ask me about my experiences with Daisy Changer. That's cool.
We asked you about your DC brick.
Yeah, that's about it. Not that I wrote a whole blog about it on the Wampler website. My blogs. That's cool.
That's actually how we come up with all the topics for the shows, is we just steal them off Max's blog website. Yeah.
Who needs me anyway?
Usually all the responses on there are, shut up, Max. You're dumb.
So anyways.
You're wrong anyways, Max.
All right. Max wrote this, so it's wrong, but I said it, so it's right. So.
There you go. So, okay, so power supplies.
And batteries. So batteries tend to be a little bit cleaner.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Just not as consistent, obviously, because the draw.
Okay. You have that, but I think it's actually like one of the cleanest ways, personally.
Right.
So, because you're not tied to like house wiring as much, if that makes sense. I mean, mm-hmm, you, yeah. Yes, you are. I mean, I'm sure a bunch of engineers are going to be like, you're an idiot, that's not right. I know, okay, I know. But for the layman, simply put, battery's a little bit quieter as well.
Okay.
Most of the time.
So a rule of thumb you can kind of use there too, and this will help us out here, mm-hmm, just as an employee of Wampler, mm-hmm, Pedals, and somebody who fields a lot of questions and troubleshoots pedals. It's safe to say that if you're having a problem with your pedal, you might want to check it on a fresh 9-volt battery before you do anything, because it's cleaner.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially
like that before a power supply.
Especially, I mean, like we get questions all the time. Well, I have one of your overdrives, and you know, I'll just make up a TC Electronics delay and a Boss reverb. Okay, mm-hmm. And whenever I hook my power up to them, there's a lot of hiss. Why?
Right.
And so I would say, okay, well, here's what you do: put a battery in the delay and a reverb. Take them off the daisy chain.
Right.
Is the noise still there? You know, and usually it's like, nope, it's all gone. I'm like, you need a Voodoo Labs.
Okay.
You know?
Perfect. Yeah. So. And by the way, Voodoo Labs, if you want, you can send us a free Pedal Power 2 for that.
I definitely need one.
I know you do, because he's using a DC brick here.
I want to get rid of it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we have like three or four of those, but they're on, no, we have five of them.
He's trying.
And they're on show boards.
I've asked you for like six.
And Max... Max is desperately wanting one for his own personal board.
Free advertising.
So, yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, not to cut you off or whatever, but is that kind of it on power supplies? It's kind of a dry thing, right? But
That's about as interesting as
right.
I can make it.
So. Okay. Like I said, I mean, it's very important, but it's pretty dry.
It's not a very... sexy sell,
right?
I can't imagine like being a power supply company. That would be the most boring.
Didn't you design one?
Yeah, but but do you notice how we don't have one available?
Yeah,
you know, just
You
know, I just say
it's the new or different thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Voodoo Labs is doing a great job with it. Let them do it.
Yeah.
Now, with that said, we are starting mid August. Late August, probably going to come out with their own power supply,
yep,
more, mm-hmm, along the lines of what, you know, the visual sounded with the one spot. So, mm-hmm,
Daisy chainable.
Yeah, daisy chain. I mean, nothing, it's not, you know, going to be fairly inexpensive, but obviously we aren't going to make those in America.
Right. And this will be your first thing that you've sold not made in America, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's just because it's a power supply. It's, you know, who's going to pay? You don't have to like hand select components for that. It just has to be made good.
And who's going to pay $60 for a power supply? You know what
I mean?
And if unfortunately, if you're making them in America, you're going to have to,
right?
You know?
Yep.
So, which is not necessarily a bad thing. I'm just saying that's, you know, what goes into it.
Right.
Okay. So
if you want to read more about power supplies, check out AC/DC, not the band, on the Wampler blog site.
Another one of Max's clever titles. Okay, another thing that, you cracked me up. Another thing I thought would be cool is if you were starting to play guitar now. We touched base on a our dream pedals, what our desert island pedals,
vintage stuff,
and this vintage stuff, and the stuff we started out with. But if you were a beginning guitar player now, you would not want to spend $200 on a guitar pedal.
Yeah, and you know,
or if you're a father wanting to get into, you know, buy something for your kid and he wants a pedal,
right?
What do you buy?
Well, I mean,
specifically,
I mean, okay, here's how I approach it, mm-hmm. As a father myself, and meeting a lot of fathers and even young kids like at NAMM and stuff that come up. I think it's great that they want to play the stuff or even want to buy the stuff. That's awesome. But if it's like a beginning guy, you know, he knows like two or three chords. I mean, I usually say, don't waste your money on a $200 pedal. You know,
yeah, get some instructional DVDs or something else.
Yeah,
right?
I mean, let your ear develop. You know, just keep practicing, keep doing what you do, and eventually you'll hear the difference between that, you know, $30 Tube Screamer and that vintage Tube Screamer. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I mean, for the most part, I mean, you know, all the cheaper Chinese stuff, if you're just starting out, and you know, that, I mean, it could be like Dan Electro or
the Against the Law Chinese stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's just because if you're just experimenting with tones and you don't really know, like, what does a distortion do? What does an overdrive do?
Right.
You know, that's a good place to get your feet wet.
Yeah. And I actually had a friend of mine, you know him, he does some graphic works for us, but, he said, man, I love the sound of your board. I love the sound of your effects, but I don't play enough to warrant buying that kind of stuff. So I want to put together a board of basically those sounds. How do I go about it?
Right.
And to me, that was a lot of fun because I'm so used to recommending, you know, our pedals, and probably shouldn't tell you this as my boss, but if somebody asks for a pedal and I think another brand is going to do it better than ours, I'll tell them. Right. You know, if they're wanting something, I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to, like, for instance, a guy today said he wanted a pedal that was more of an EQ, clean, transparent overdrive, but had the EQ of the Pinnacle. So he wanted a transparent overdrive, but the EQ of the Pinnacle. And I told him, I said, we have a transparent overdrive, but nothing that has that EQ sweep, you know? And, you know, I said, I can research, see if there's anything else out there for you. I said, but we don't have it.
That's interesting, though.
Yeah, isn't it?
That's a nice product idea.
Yeah.
Store that line.
Patent pending. So, I mean, things like that. But, I'll tell you right now, specifically, my favorite overdrive for the money is the Digitech Bad Monkey.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's a great pedal
for the money. Great pedal.
Yeah, exactly. I think I could be wrong.
I'm not a huge fan of the bypass, but...
Yeah, they're like $40 or $50, $39 or $49. Do you know?
Pretty inexpensive.
Yeah, I had one forever.
So, yeah, that was a great sound overdrive.
Yeah.
Big old gigantic bug on the wall.
Yeah, yeah.
If I could be a fly on the wall in that room.
I'm not going to edit that out. I'm just going to explain that a ginormo fly just flew and stuck on the wall.
About hitching heads that flew by.
Yeah, but that I actually had a bad monkey just because I was in the store. I saw it. I picked it up. Thought I'd put it in my gig bag because I go to a lot of open mic nights and a lot of blues jams.
So you stole it.
I did.
You picked it up.
No, I picked it up, paid for it, and then that's where I kept it the whole time, was in my gig bag. It did totally sound like I just got the five.
I was at a store and I just picked it up, stuck in my gig bag, and thought, hey.
Yeah, it said 5-finger discount. And I wound up...
At least buy one, get one free. I just want the free one.
I just want the free one. I let somebody else buy it. Somebody else is going to buy it. But I actually wound up putting it on my board because I had an overdrive pedal go out on me. And I left it there for years. I loved that pedal. And you explained to me that, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's a Tube Screamer with a bass control?
Yeah.
That's pretty much, I mean, there may be some differences in there, but I think
if I recall right, yeah, the schematic was just basically just another bass control added in there.
Yeah.
Everything else is pretty much just a dead plain Tube Screamer.
Yeah. So, I mean, and like I said, they're pretty cheap. And you touched on the Dan Electro pedals. Remember the mini pedals?
Yeah. The tuna melt was like a really cool tremolo, actually.
Yeah, it was. I had that one. I had the, what were you getting ready? Did you have some?
I had the milkshake.
The milkshake?
That was a chorus.
Okay.
Man, I had a phaser. I think it was like pepperoni phaser.
I can't remember.
That was based off a Phase 90.
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
But you know the sleeper in that whole line? the chicken salad.
That was the vibe.
Yeah, and it sounds great, man. Like,
really?
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I remember taking one of those apart. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not real intense, but if you could ramp up the intensity on that, it's like, I mean, it's, you might want to say it's like vibey for a phaser.
Yeah.
Or phasey for a vibe. Right. You know what I mean? It's like that middle ground, but it sounds really good.
Yeah, I remember when I was first getting into modifying stuff, the guy's name escapes me, but, remember on the gear page, he was actually taking a lot of people's pedals and rehousing those.
Right.
You know? And that was kind of a popular thing to do on the gear page at that time. Of course, this is 14 years ago. No, 12 years ago.
How old were you 14 years ago, Nevin? That's our intern, Nevin. Three. He was three.
Yeah.
Love interns who don't play guitar.
Yeah, exactly, right?
Nevin likes rap, though.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite tone, guitar?
He likes the hip-hop eponymous and the rap noceros. No, it's like Flight of the Conchords. You never seen this show? No.
Oh,
yeah, one of the lines is, I'm the hip-hop eponymous. My rhymes are bottomless. Yeah, there's this big long space because he's going on about you. Fly to the Conchords, watch it. It's hilarious. I promise. Don't take my word for it. Okay, Max, we'll put you on the spot.
I get to talk.
You're wrong. Just so you know, before you start, you're already wrong.
Okay, bargain pedal specific.
How much money have you had to spend?
Well, I mean, just say it. We'll just, you know.
It's a beginning guitar player. Yeah. It's the 8-year-old kid who's playing guitar, and he's like, I want an overdrive. What should I get, Uncle Max?
I don't know how to address that. Okay, well, if I had, like...
You mentioned one before we started, though. That's probably the most popular one ever.
Yeah, there's a couple different ones. I mean, as much as I don't like it now, but back then, the Boss DS1, I mean,
yeah.
Especially if you're getting into mods, it's a great one to start with. A couple of used Boss pedals, though. The Blues Driver, you can find those used $30-$40 sometimes. Tube Screamer, I picked up a TS9 DX. Yeah, I paid like $45 for it.
You still use that, don't you?
I
that
still use
great.
It for early jams.
That's
DX
is the one that has different modes. Right?
Yeah,
it switches different clipping diodes.
Is that what it's doing? Different clipping diodes?
Yeah, that it's changing some of the non-inverting. It's changing some gain as well.
It's a budget pedal. That's the one I go with. Yeah.
I used to be a pedal peddler. True story. I guess over in England, people were buying, you know, these nice Tube Screamers, you know, like just the real Tube Screamers, taking the guts out and putting cheaper, like Chinese-made Tube Screamers, recasing them, and then making money off of it somehow. Huh. Like, I don't know the specifics, but I had some friends over there, so whenever I'd go on tour... I just bring a couple extra Tube Screamers with me and sell them. Because you're right, because you could pick them up dirt cheap used. Yeah. And, you know, over there, you know, they were just so happy to know it was a real one. But yet, right. Tube Screamer, obviously a great pedal.
Yeah,
you know?
That's definitely what I'd go with.
Okay.
But for a beginning guy, that may be a little bit steep. What are they, like $99 bucks or something like that?
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, try to think new. I don't know.
New. I'd definitely check out like a Boss pedal, like a DS1. I think you get a new one for like what, $30-$40. Yeah. I think you use one up for $20.
Yeah.
But what? Okay. But you got okay. You have the DS1 that's pretty inexpensive. But delays, reverbs, chorus. Is it a brand called Delta? Maybe that's fairly inexpensive.
Yeah, Delta. They're
Delta.
A couple different clones. But I think even those are starting to get $60-$70.
Are they really?
I think so.
Arion had some really good stuff. Tubulator.
Their chorus is killer. The
chorus is awesome.
Yeah. That's one of the, I'm not a big chorus guy, but I mean, guys like, Mason at Vertex. I mean, he started out modding those from like guys like Michael Landau.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Michael Landau's using this, it can't suck, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's actually a pretty good sounding chorus.
Yeah. What I'm saying is like, it doesn't need to, he's using it before it's modded. I'm sure Mason's mod is awesome. I've not tried it though.
Yeah.
And
everyone says it is.
That, I played one of the Arion, that's where you say it, right?
Yeah.
You have a, an octave down.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounded great.
It's a pretty good effect.
Yeah. It's clean. It like sounded real, you know?
When I was modifying stuff, and of course I was probably broker than, oh my gosh, I was so broke. Anyways, so there was like musician's friend had this big special. Like I think most of their Arion stock was like $19, $15, wow, something like that, $14.99. And so I was like, I'm buying like 10 of these, right?
Yeah, definitely.
So I bought a bunch of them and just started taking them apart to modify them. And yeah, there's some really cool stuff that they did.
Yeah, so that's, I had some fun that one day you came in and I was messing with the, it was funny when I first started working here, Max, I didn't know I was allowed to like play with the pedals and stuff. And yeah, it used to be in that old office, mm-hmm, if you want to call it an office.
Right. You know, house.
It was a house. But everyone would leave at 2 and I'd stay till 4 and I'd play guitar sometimes. And he came in and busted me and he was like, oh, that's cool. And then next thing you know, he starts bringing all these fuzzes. And I can't remember if you're putting them before or after that octave down. And man, this sounded killer.
I barely remember that.
So yeah, an octave down fuzz, Brian, might be cool. Or an octave up fuzz might be cool too. Just,
I've already built you a fuzz.
Yeah, I know. And I'm very thankful for that.
I've already built you a fuzz.
Well, my turn. Hey, you gotta admit, it turned out to be somewhat lucrative for the both of us, right? Yeah. I got a free pedal and we're selling a bunch of them.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah.
Max, I can't build a Stratocaster. That's,
I want you to build a Stratocaster.
He wants you to build
2 Tube Screamers, 1 Closure.
Okay, it's coming. I'm going to call it the Maxo Drive.
Call Jeffrey.
Yeah. Just
call Jeffrey.
That's what you can't. I have already named something Jeffrey.
I'm named Jeffrey. It was my name first. Nope, again, wasn't wrong. Can't use my own name. You want to use your name? Nope, can't. It's mine. I took it. I named my tea pitcher after it. True story. Travis drinks iced tea every day. Unsweetened iced tea every day. And when he was in the office, he had this carafe.
Carafe.
And he named the carafe Jeffrey.
Yeah, Jeffrey the carafe.
Yeah. It's a dad joke, evidently. Doesn't make it any more funny. But now I'm not allowed to use my name because he's named his tea pitcher this. A piece of plastic that holds liquid. Yeah, nope, can't use your name anymore. You're wrong. Oh, it used to be your name, but now it's mine. So,
dad joke.
Oh my god,
that's because I said something earlier today. I said something funny, and you looked at me like it wasn't funny, and you laughed. I said it's a dad joke. You wouldn't get it.
Yeah,
the joke there is obviously because I've only been a dad for a few months, but. How about the Max Drive? Boom. Or here's what we'll do. On one of the knobs, we'll put minimum and then max.
just put a symmetrical knob in there. It's called wrong and wronger. The wrong drive. By Wobbler, coming soon.
I'm sorry, Max.
We're sorry.
Do the podcast. It'll be fun. You'll have a good time. You'll have some laughs, he said.
Oddly enough, after every podcast, he's so depressed.
Yeah. You know what's weird is we're supposed to hang out after this and go get some beers, but like, he's not going to like me. He's not going to want to.
Like, I'm just going home now.
Yeah, I'm just going to go home. Take my football and go home. Oh, man. Okay, so... yeah, I can honestly can't think of like a cheap delay though. Inexpensive, let me say it that way.
Right.
Because I think I don't want to say not to buy something because you have to learn what's bad to learn what's good. But one thing I had that I wish I never would have bought, knowing what I know now, mm-hmm, is like those Digitech RP50s and things like that.
Yeah, I didn't.
I mean, had I known that, mm-hmm, like had I had that money and been able to be, you know, educated.
Which is cool because, something different. I mean, some of that stuff, like if you're beginning, it, mm-hmm, gives you an idea of what stuff does, right?
Yeah.
So,
but now you can do that with GarageBand, Amplitude, you know, I mean, and I think Amplitude might be expensive. I can't remember.
There's a trial version now.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So, I mean.
So the landscape's changed there.
Yeah, completely. And I hate to say it, but the 8-year-old guitar player, it's just starting out. Is going to be more intuitive to that kind of thing.
Oh, absolutely.
Than probably the 40-year-old guitar player just starting out, you know? So, and, you know, chances are the 8-year-old guitar player isn't listening to this.
Probably not.
But the 40-year-old beginning guitar player might be.
The dad at some point will be
It's a dad thing, Max.
The dad is listening to this. He'll have a child at some point.
I thought it was a 4-year-old thing. You guys have that down pretty
well. I'm not 40.
I'm not 40. I don't know.
What? Did you just...
No.
Okay, 39 again.
It's funny because you guys are old.
I'm not old. I'm
celebrating my 30th for the 10th year.
Your birthday's coming up.
And next year.
I know.
We're supposed to be best friends. He doesn't know my birthday is.
It's March 20th.
Okay.
So am I right?
It's
Hell yeah, I'm
it
right.
It is
yeah.
coming.
Yeah, it is. It's coming right around the corner.
About 9 months away.
Max is getting married here in a couple months, though.
I am, October.
Yeah. You know what he should get for his wedding gift?
What's that? I told you. Remember? I told you what we should do for his wedding gift. Can't say it now. You don't remember?
Oh, I'm struggling.
I'll have to talk to you later.
You have to text me later.
I'll text you later.
I'm sure our audience is like, any more Baker guys?
If they email me, I'll tell them, but I'll tell them not to tell you. And that's podcast@wampapedals.com. Email us. But no, I mean,
so you know what I was thinking? Delay. Doesn't Modtone? Didn't they make like a $50 delay?
I don't know. Cool, I know they do a reverb. But
I
yeah,
swear they did a PT2399 bass delay.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought so. I could be completely wrong.
Yeah, you still got your phone out, Max?
Look it up, monkey.
No, I didn't mean it that way. Gosh.
Now, if you look at some like TRX mm-hmm. stuff, you can get some used stuff in that price bracket, that $50 to $60 price bracket.
Yeah, it's used stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the thing I always, like, I don't know. The used market, I'm mixed about that, you know? I mean, there's obviously deals to be had, you know, but mm-hmm. at the same time, man, you got to support your builder, you know?
Right. So yeah, that's a tough road to walk though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, if it's one of your favorite bands, for example, mm-hmm. you might want to support one of your favorite bands and buy all their albums or
right.
all their music, I guess nowadays. But,
right.
But what albums. If, you know, what if someone sends you like the MP3 of it?
Right.
Do you immediately email the artist and say,
I rat them out every time. You know, my favorite thing is though, is my neighbor. True story, dude. I just dropped a ton of money on this record. Okay. I did this record and, my neighbor, you know, we're talking, he was like, you know, I see you with guitars all the time and I hear you practicing and yada, yada, blah, blah, blah. So I tell him, you know, that I have a record out and he decides that, you know, he wants one. So I'm nice. I give him one. He comes up to me and he's like, man, that album is so good, man. I made like 10 copies and gave it away, man, because I just wanted to share your music. You're welcome, man. Like I should be thankful that he just stole
$100.
$100 from me. Because he thought his buddies would like it. And then he was like, yeah, man, it's great exposure. I'm like, great, dude. So the first time, I didn't know what to say because I was so dumbfounded by it.
Right.
So then I talked to him again. He was like, man, I still can't get over this one song. Da-da-da-da. I heard you on XM radio. So, man, I burnt that CD a couple more times. And I had to tell him.
Like, dude.
I was like, dude, you cannot do this. You know what I mean? I was like, it was so foreign to him.
You're like, this is my job.
Yeah, exactly. Well, once I told him I told him the exact figure of what was spent on that record.
Right.
And it blew his mind because he thought that, you know.
Yeah, you're in some garage somewhere.
Exactly. Exactly.
With a little tape player.
Right. And it's like, man, I hired my favorite musicians of all time to play on this thing. You know right. what I mean? So it's like, yeah, I spent some money on it, but... So if you
remember that candle shot, you got a Reese Winans.
So that's is that
I did take a stalker shot of Reese Winans.
He sends it to me. It's like you can tell, like he took it down by his knee at an upward angle, and like you can kind of make it out. I was like, he's like, see, guy with beard, that's Reese Winans, Stevie Vaughn's keyboard player. My dude, you're in studio with him. Why don't you just get like you know a picture? No, I can't do that. A knee picture.
Whatever. I was young.
You're like 30 years old.
Whatever.
Be generous.
No, I'd like to hear from you guys listening though. If you guys have any like bargain brands, you know, bargain pedals or is that derogatory? I don't mean it derogatory, just more inexpensive pedals for the beginner, you know.
Best bang for your buck.
Yeah, there you go. Best bang for your buck. That's why you're our rider. Boom.
I was wrong on that.
No, you weren't wrong. No, you weren't wrong. It's cool for me. Okay. Well, I think that's some good stuff there. We covered power supplies and some good bargain pedals. You know, for my money, it's the Bad Monkey. You know, you like the DS1 and you like a lot of, you know,
any tube screamer. Yeah, use tube screamers. Yeah.
Okay. And what was it you liked? I forget.
Well, it's kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
Arion stuff. Arion. Like tubulator. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Great tube screamer.
Okay, the tubulator. Yeah. Yep.
Some of the earlier Dan Electro stuff was like Daddy-O was actually one of my favorite distortions modifying.
After modifying,
I'm a tinker. He's honest, so. I'm a tinker. I mean, with this caveat, I've always been the guy. After I bought the pedal, I tore it open to see what I could do to it.
Right. Yeah. Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough. I do that with my television. It doesn't work the same.
No.
No. Uh-uh. Okay. I only did that once, and yeah, I never again. I broke it. But I was too poor to pay a repairman, and I learned how to not get shocked. I figured that was good enough.
No.
All right. Anyway, if you guys have any comments, questions, concerns, or topics that you want to hear about, shoot us an email at podcast@wamplerpedals.com, and we'll either answer your – well, we'll definitely answer your email, but, you know, may talk about it on the show as well. So,
you know, I was thinking of something else too.
Yeah.
You know, we have the newsletter.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
If you know, if you guys want to be notified of whenever the next podcast is available, just go to wamplerpedals.com/subscribe. Mm-hmm. And I send an email out every week letting everyone know like what our newest videos are, the new podcast and all that stuff. That way, you know, there's no guesswork. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of good different information that we put out there.
Yeah, I'll do you one easier too. Just go to wamplerpedals.com, and literally every page of the website, I believe, has the boxes there where you can sign up for the newsletter too. So that's great. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. For Max.
Incorrect.
Brian, I'm Travis. Thank you guys very much. And until next time. Well, you got me gosh, I-